Phone Boy Speaks, episode 549, Microsoft making money on droids. Microsoft is apparently making money on Android, mainly due to patents. And in fact, as part of the acquisition of Nokia's mobile phone business, the actual patents came became public. It was actually published by the Chinese government, and apparently it's 310 patents that they're asking device makers to pay for. And they're asking for a handset royalty of maybe somewhere between $1 and $8 per handset to pay for all of these patents. And it wasn't, and these patents, they were strong arming. Maybe that's not the right word, but they were convincing handset makers to pay Microsoft for use of these patents, but didn't really talk about what the patents were. And now that list is public. And so, it's possible that some of that will be argued in court, and, some of the stuff could either get designed around or invalidated. But I don't know. I mean, this is just sort of points to the problem. There's at least one account out there that suggests that there's more than 250,000 smartphone related patents, which, makes it a little tough to enter the market. And, I don't know. I mean, I don't want to get into a debate about how the patent system is, but it is something that if you want to get into that market, it's something at least in the United States, you have to be willing to play that game. And so, the big manufacturers, of course, have, they have mutually assured destruction with patents. And so they can essentially cross license and, maybe some money gets exchanged, but it's not all that much. And but this might explain why Microsoft themselves is not necessarily pushing as much into the smartphone space. I mean, of course they are. They bought Nokia, the mobile phone business of Nokia. So, of course they wanted to get into business. But why they haven't made a bigger push is, because of patents. They're making money on Android and maybe even on Apple. I'm sure that they're probably making some money on that as well. It's mutually assured destruction of patents. I don't know if Apple's got their own patents and they've been suing Samsung over them and stuff. And so it's just a big, big patent war has been going on. And this is just another detail about it. And, I don't know how, I can't assess how valid the patents are, but, I don't know. It's right now where we seem to be playing this game with patents, and that's fine. But I wonder at what point that all these patents become, they expire, right? I mean, this is something that patents do after a period of time is they expire. So I wonder what kind of, we get another 10 or 20 years out. I wonder, what all this stuff is actually going to mean. Of course, they're probably going to come up with more patents along the way and figure out, new and better things. And so maybe some of these patents will be irrelevant, but, I don't know. It's just more silliness in the patent space. And it is kind of funny to see the truth come out about Microsoft's patents and what they are. And just expect more patent battles in the near future about these and probably other stuff that we don't know about yet.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.